This guided yoga CD combines simple body movements with deep relaxation. Remember that by playing this recording regularly, at least once a day, you are nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in the process of optimizing your well-being and health. With guided yoga in particular, you should follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of and refraining from anything that doesn't seem appropriate for you at this time. Let your own sensitivity to your body override any of my indications on how long to hold any positions we may be doing. And in the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, we are basically working at the limits of what we can do at any given moment. It is important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at their boundary long enough to experience them. But it is just as important not to push beyond them. Instead, we are going to be looking deeply into them and at each moment with full acceptance of them, not trying to force ourselves to be different from how we are right now. If you do this work regularly, every day, with care and attention, as we are learning how to do it, you'll soon notice that your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. Now, the best results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. It is enough to simply do what it says to do, as best you can, paying full attention to exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. If a stretch is producing a sensation of tingling, or pulling, tugging, pins and needles, prickling, hot feelings or burning, radiating, penetrating, or anything else, just feel what it is. Try to really notice what you are feeling as precisely as possible. Even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my knee, my back, my leg, etc.? Exactly what is it? What qualities does it have? Is my mind reacting to it or responding to it? If you wish to skip something we are doing, just try assuming a comfortable posture, closing your eyes, and visualizing doing what the recording is describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to breathe diaphragmatically and through the nose as much as possible, and to work with the eyes open sometimes and closed at other times, experimenting with the level of concentration you can achieve. After the three bells, we'll get started. Let's begin by lying down on our backs in a comfortable position, on a mat or a pad on the floor, something that will protect you from the hardness of the floor, but allowing your body to settle into what we call the corpse pose or the corpse position. You're just lying on your back with your feet falling away from one another and the arms alongside your body, with the palms open to the ceiling, if that feels comfortable to you. And just bringing your attention to your breathing at your belly, the abdomen, expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. As if you had a little balloon in your belly, as if it was expanding and deflating gently of its own accord, and you're not forcing it. And allowing the eyes to be gently closed at this point, if you feel comfortable with it, and just allowing the body to sink into the mat each time you breathe out. As your muscles let go, and as your residual tension or strain or stress left over from whatever you are doing leaves your body with each out-breath. And on the in-breath, breathing in a sense of vitality, lightness, and renewed energy. Let's begin now on an in-breath, just taking a deep breath in, and as we do it, stretching the arms up over the head for the entire duration of the in-breath, so that it's a slow, purposeful breath. And when you reach the floor with your hands, just holding the breath for a moment and stretching the entire body out, the fingers in one direction, the heels in another, not too strenuously, but just feeling your entire body stretching right through the fingertips, the wrists, the elbows, the armpits, the shoulders, the rib cage, the entirety of your body stretching every joint. And then on the out-breath, just letting the arms slowly and mindfully come back so you are in touch with them all the way, even though your eyes are closed. Feeling your arms, and at a certain point, just experiencing them making contact with the floor. And experiencing them relaxing and letting go as the muscles relax on the floor after the work of holding them up. And then just coming back to the belly and the flow of breathing. Now let's bend both knees so the feet will be flat on the floor and approximately a foot apart. The knees are pointing up to the ceiling, and the arms are still relaxed at the side of the body. And we'll do our pelvic tilts by first contracting your belly and just lifting the tailbone slightly off the floor and pushing the base of the spine and the lower back down into the floor. And then tilting the pelvis the other way so that you make a space between the floor and the lower back. And there is a nice little archway there that you can put your hand underneath and then keep the hand there. And once again, tilting the pelvis the other way, pushing down on the hand, and just the tailbone is coming slightly off the floor, but not the pelvis. And just gently rocking back and forth, a nice oscillatory motion, moving the pelvis, tilting the pelvis back and forth, just doing this at your own pace as you breathe naturally, and then when you are ready, just slowly coming to a stop. Now wrapping both arms around your hamstrings behind your knees and drawing the bent knees gently up to your chest, and just squeezing gently, lovingly. Squeezing your knees up to your chest, and if you like, rocking a little bit from side to side as you breathe. And if you want, raising the head up so that you are basically massaging the muscles of the back as you do this, the muscle on either side of the spine. And you can even try making circular motions as you do it, around in both directions, one after the other. And then try just shifting so that you are holding one bent knee to the chest while stretching the other leg out. Start perhaps with the left leg, and just stretching it out on the floor as you squeeze the right bent knee toward the chest, holding on with both hands. And if you want, bringing the head in the direction of the bent knee, perhaps putting your head on the knee or just stopping where you wind up. Just experiencing this as your limit at this particular time and not immediately backing away from it, but just breathing with it. So let's breathe in now. If you notice some tense sensations at any point, just directing your breath to these regions in particular, each time you breathe in, and on the out-breath, just letting go of those sensations and imagining them flowing out with the out-breath. Now switching so that with the head down on the floor, drawing the left knee up to the chest, stretching out the right leg all the way, and again, if you want to, raising the head up and breathing here wherever you happen to stop. Listening to the messages your body gives you about your limits and where you need to stop. But if you can, just staying at these limits, experiencing them a little more deeply than you might ordinarily. And then, when you are ready, just stretching back out, lying back down, flat on the floor, resuming the corpse pose, bringing your attention back to your breathing. The abdomen expanding gently on the in-breath and falling back gently toward the spine on each out-breath. Now, when you are ready, see about rolling over and coming onto your hands and knees. And in this position, we're going to breathe out and arch the back, letting the head come down and doing our cat stretch. So we're really arching our back as high as it will go, and the head comes down between the arms, just hanging there. And then after a moment or two, reversing it on the in-breath. Letting the belly come down, the pelvis tilt down, the head come up as you breathe in, and feeling that stretching up with the head stretching back slightly, looking up and then exhaling again, and arching the back once more. And then, once again, breathing in and lowering the belly, making a curve in the back in the direction of the floor and looking up. Then exhaling once more, arching the back, lowering the head, and this time, as you breathe in, lower your belly to neutral, tabletop position, stretching the right leg up in the air, lifting it behind you, and as well as raising the left arm and stretching that out. So you are basically breathing and balancing the head slightly lifted up, the left arm and the right leg extended. Staying here, breathing, taking some muscle strength in the back and the shoulders to do it, working, strengthening your back. And when you are ready, slowly lowering the knee and the hand to the floor, exhaling, arching the back up and feeling the stretch. Reversing what we just did, stretching those muscles in the back we were using instead of strengthening them, let them relax and lengthen. And then again, on an in-breath, lowering the belly back, and raising the head before assuming tabletop position. This time, the left leg and the right arm when you are ready, lifting them up. And breathing here requires a certain amount of balance and just breathing as you do this. Feeling the sensations and experiencing it in this particular posture, strange as it may seem, just accepting yourself as you are, with your limits as they are at this particular moment, and breathing in and out with them and with your experiences. And when you are ready, once again lowering your knee and your arm, hands and knees on the floor, arching the back as before, head down, and really getting a good stretch for your back without overdoing it, easing up to your limits. And when you are ready, lying back down again on your back for a moment with your hands lying on the sides of the body and your feet falling away from each other. Just feel what the consequences of having done this are. Then once again, let's just draw both our knees up to the chest and do what we were doing before, just squeezing the knees to the chest and bringing the head up and rocking from side to side, gently massaging the spine and the muscles on either side of the spine to our own capacity, not overdoing it, not trying to push through anything, but just gently massaging the back. If it is more comfortable to have your head down on the floor, then just doing it that way. And then when you are ready, putting your feet down on the floor as before and doing a few pelvic rocks or pelvic tilts at your own pace. Again, just to loosen up the pelvis, loosen up the small of the back, and get the belly contracting in rhythm with the spine. And if you do it at any speed, you'll notice that your head is relaxed and your neck is relaxed, that your whole body will be moving in response to you just moving your pelvis. You'll rock your whole body back and forth. And when you're ready, just relaxing and stretching back, allowing your attention once again to come rest on your belly and on the rhythmic movement of your belly with your breathing. Now let's do the half bridge pose, which again involves bringing your feet to the floor and the knees up toward the ceiling, but a little closer to the buttocks than before. Stretching the arms up over the head on the floor. And when you're ready, lifting the pelvis. This isn't just tilting, but lifting the whole pelvis off the floor and staying in this half bridge pose with the body resting on the shoulders and the arms and feet, although the head and neck are also touching the floor. But the rest of the body is arched, and you're just breathing here. You may begin to feel the thigh muscles as they fatigue a bit. Just stay here with the breathing, experiencing the sensations of being in this particular pose, and as much as possible, letting the arms be completely relaxed. Also the face, the back of the head, and the neck as you stay here breathing. If you need to come down at some point before I say to, just bring the pelvis back down to the floor, and when you're ready, bring it back up, taking responsibility for doing it your way, and your way will get you the most benefit out of it. Now feeling the abdomen as it expands on the in-breath. In this posture, there's lots of room for it to expand on the in-breath and deflate on the out-breath. And when you're ready, if you have not done so already, just lowering the pelvis back to the floor and stretching the arms once again back alongside your body, stretching out the legs. Allowing your body once again to just relax and let go and sink right into the mat. And willing to be present, noticing the thoughts that slip through your mind and the content of them. Maybe telling you what you should be doing, what you need to do next, or maybe about the future or the past. Whatever they are, letting them just come and go through the mind without being particularly disturbed or distracted by them, or in fact, giving them any energy at all. And instead, just focusing on your experience of the present and the fact that you are here now, lying on the floor and nourishing yourself in this way, contributing to strengthening your body, freeing yourself from tension and stress. Developing a sense of your own capacity to control your health to some extent, to direct your life, and to improve the quality of your health and well-being. Now let's do a simple twist stretch where we lace the fingers together behind the head, draw the feet up to the buttocks again, but this time keeping the knees together as well, breathing in and out a few times. And when you're ready, letting the knees go over gently to the right as far as they'll go to the floor, gently. And if the left foot comes off the floor, just allowing it to rest on the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee, just letting it hang, not forcing it, and then turning your head, looking to your left, beyond your left elbow, and just feeling the stretch across the chest and into the left armpit or wherever it is that you feel it, and breathing in and out with this posture as you try to relax into it. And drop down into a state where you're just allowing gravity to pull you down. You are not resisting, and every time you breathe in, you'll feel the abdomen stretch and contribute to the feeling of being stretched in the chest and the belly. And every time you breathe out, just sinking a little more into the stretch as you relax and let go, as your muscles let go and lengthen. And then on the in-breath, bringing the knees back to the vertical and then letting them go over to the floor in the other direction, left, and that will bring the right foot off the floor on top of the left. The right knee now over the left and perhaps touching it, turning the head to the right, and begin just settling in on each out-breath, letting your body fall into the floor straight down. Each point going straight down as you accept the stretch and you accept your being in this position. Full awareness of each moment, full awareness of your breathing and of the sensations associated with being in this particular situation, this particular position. And when you are ready, bringing the knees back up to the perpendicular, releasing the hands, and stretching back out in the corpse posture. Now let's bend the left knee so the foot is on the floor alongside the right knee. And we will just take a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, letting the right leg come up with the knee straight as far as it will go. If possible, all the way up to the perpendicular so that the foot is facing the ceiling. And if not, anywhere you wind up is fine. That's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. And maintaining this posture and breathing. And if you notice your arms are getting involved, pushing on the floor, or your shoulders are getting tight, or your face is tense, just letting these parts of the body completely relax since they're not involved in what you're doing. Focusing your attention on your belly, and then even though your belly is somewhat contracted, being involved in lifting the leg like this, it can still expand on the in-breath and deflate on the out-breath. And notice whether that, in fact, is true for you at this time. And if you like, you can move the foot. Just turn the foot around the ankle a few times in each direction and feel the muscles that are involved in moving the foot. And as you breathe, those of you who choose to can intensify this a little more on your own by stretching out the left foot or by taking some time lifting the head to the knee as you take hold of the leg above and below the knee. And that will stretch the back out a little more. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come back down, taking your time, letting it come back slowly and totally mindfully so that you are aware of it all the way down. And when it does make contact with the floor, experiencing the wave of relaxation that flows through the leg, flows through the body, and ultimately leaves with the out-breath. As the muscles let go, having done some lifting, contracting, they release and lengthen. And then reverse the positions of the legs so that the right knee is bent and the foot is alongside the left knee. And when you are ready, taking a deep breath in and allowing the left leg to come up as far as it'll go. And settling in here, experiencing the leg being up, letting your back relax as much as the shoulders, arms, and face. And if you're rotating the foot, involving only the foot and ankle. And then, those of you who are doing the more intense stretches, just doing them. But whatever it is you're doing, just being totally present, experiencing the sensations and feelings in your body as you have this leg up. Notice the belly and the contraction of the abdominal muscles that do part of the lifting. And when you're ready, slowly, inch by inch, letting the leg come down. You may have your eyes closed at this point or open. But not seeing the leg, just experiencing it as it comes down. And when it does make contact with the floor again, experiencing that wave of relief as the muscles let go and you sink deeper into the floor. And just stretching out the other leg and coming back to the belly and the flow of your breathing. Full awareness of each in-breath for its entire duration and full awareness of each out-breath for its entire duration. A willingness to be totally present right now with what you are doing and what you're experiencing and feeling at this moment. Allowing yourself to wholly experience just being. And when you're ready, rolling over on your left side and propping your head up using your left hand and putting the right hand on the floor in front of your belly. And now we'll get settled for a moment, just breathing. And when you are ready, on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side, straight up, and just holding it here, wherever it winds up, and breathing. Perhaps closing your eyes so that you can really experience it in a concentrated state, what this really feels like. And if you want to, you can even probe the muscles along the leg, the hip, into the side to see what's working and what's not. Noticing the buttock is not involved in this. And if you like, rotating the foot again a few times slowly and carefully around the ankle in both directions. Raising perhaps a little higher, even a little higher. And breathing, experiencing the intensity, but asking yourself whether you can handle this in terms of your own body and your limits at this particular time. And if it gets too intense, backing off, and that's okay, just breathing through the intensity. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg down, taking your time, and when it does come down again, experiencing that wave of relief. And if you like and you're ready, on an in-breath, raising the left leg up again and just breathing with it here. And slowly letting it down again. And then rolling over onto the other side. Propping your head up on your right hand now. Lying on the right side, with the left hand in front of the belly on the floor. And when you are ready, lifting the left leg up as high as it will comfortably go. Rotating the foot around the ankle a few times in both directions. And then lowering slowly, in touch with the experience the whole way down. And then if you feel up to it, raising the leg once again. And slowly down. And then rolling over onto your belly. And in this position, lying on one side of your face or the other, arms alongside your body, with your palms open to the ceiling. And now in this position, you can feel the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe in, and relaxing a little each time you breathe out. Allowing your whole body just to sink into the floor on each exhalation. The head, shoulders, arms, the back, the pelvis, the trunk and the legs, they just fall into the floor. And letting the floor or whatever you are on just hold you up. And then in this position, we're going to move the head now so that the chin is on the floor, not using the hands at all, and slowly, as we breathe in, lifting the right leg up with the knee straight, just holding it where here as you breathe. And if you put your hands back now and probe with your fingers on the legs and on the buttocks, you'll notice the buttock on the right side is tight and is involved in lifting the leg in this way, and that the whole back on this side is involved in lifting this heavy weight. And just breathing and feeling, experiencing lifting the leg. And when you're ready, just slowly letting the leg come down and relaxing on the side of your face, now sinking into the floor. And then with the chin on the floor again, raising the other leg up. As much as possible, keeping the arms completely relaxed, face completely relaxed, and just letting the back muscles do the work. And again, slowly down and relaxing. And now when you are ready, putting your chin on the floor once again, and then just lifting the head up slowly, and the neck, the shoulders, and the chest, keeping the feet on the floor and just lifting, not using the hands, as high as we can in what we call the lower cobra, as if you were a snake that had no arms or legs. You're just using the trunk muscles, in particular the back, the head, the neck muscles, to lift you up, breathing as high as on the ribcage as you can. Rise a little bit higher each time you breathe in, and just breathing, lifting, looking back over your head if you can. And when you're ready, slowly, slowly, slowly coming down. And then resting on one side of the face or the other. And again, just allowing the body to sink into the floor and the muscles to release and let go, lengthen and soften. And when you're ready, rolling over onto your back and then bringing your knees up to your chest and putting your hands on the floor below the buttocks and just pushing down with your hands and just rolling the pelvis off the floor until your knees move onto your forehead or someplace in that direction. Then let the knees spread apart, so that they are actually on either side of your face. And just stay here, hanging upside down with the feet kind of up in the air, the knees bent, and the lower back off the floor. And you're resting on your upper back and shoulders. And just breathing in this upside down position if you feel comfortable with it. If you have high blood pressure and you shouldn't be doing this kind of thing, or your doctor says so, just sitting this one out and relaxing, lying back on your back. As you relax, you can bring your knees back a little further near your ears to increase the stretch, and then lowering back out of it by lowering the legs, relaxing, feet down, arms alongside, relaxing. And we'll finish by simply becoming aware of lying here, allowing the eyes to close if you feel comfortable with it, and becoming aware of the wave-like movements of the breathing at the belly. And as we lie here, just letting go of the thoughts and the memories of what we've done, asked our body to do up to this point, and just becoming aware of being right here, right now, centered and focused, riding the waves of each breath. On each out breath, letting go and sinking deeper into the floor and into a state of relaxed stillness and awareness. And in this stillness, of where the things as they are, the experience of your body as a whole, and of the sensations and feelings in your body, pure sensation and feeling. And as the recording comes to an end now, you might want to take a moment and give yourself some credit and acknowledge yourself for having taken the time to do this. Recognize that by doing it with care and attention, as we've been practicing, it complements and amplifies the natural healing process of our bodies. And that this is very much a time that you're using to work on yourself to develop greater strength and flexibility, not simply in your body, but also in one's emotional life. And we're becoming more flexible and creative in relation to life itself, and developing a deeper appreciation for one's life and the feelings and limitations associated with it. And just now, experiencing in this stillness the fullness and depth of each moment, lying here completely relaxed, at one with yourself right now, centered and balanced, intuitively knowing who you are as your life continues to unfold from moment to moment.